Well, our message is very clear. Since the African Union and its leaders have declared that this year is the year for peace and security for Africa, we want all African citizens to enjoy this declaration and the impact of this declaration. Particularly, we are calling for the safety and security of African journalists to be guaranteed and to be protected and respected. And we are also campaigning for continental-wide policy on the safety and security of African journalists, because we have lost 15 journalists only last year. We have lost 6 journalists so far this year, and we feel that the safety crisis facing journalists in Africa is increasing day after day.
Now, what can these countries actually do to protect journalists?
Number one, what they can do is that if it is EU policy to protect, you know, journalist safety, then the African Union can follow and encourage its member states to protect journalist safety and particular attention to EU peacekeeping troops in different places to give a due consideration to the safety of journalists and to give protection. And also what they can do is domesticate this continental policy in the respective countries, so that the local authorities know that this is a continental policy about the safety and the protection of journalists.
Now, what about Somalia? As you mentioned, of the 13 African journalists who were killed last year, 9 of them were in Somalia. But Somalia doesn't have a really functioning government that's able to extend its reach through much of the country. So what do you do?
Well, as a Somali journalist who, you know, from the National Union of Somali Journalists, I fully understand the safety crisis that we face in southern and central Somalia, particularly in Mogadishu. In Somalia, it is time is the dangerous and deadly place for journalists in Africa. But at the same time, we have African Union troops in Mogadishu. But at the same time, these peacekeeping troops do not have the mandate to protect journalists. For example, as a Somali journalist who is fearing for his safety and security, if I go to the African Union troops today in Mogadishu, they cannot protect me because they say they do not have the mandate. And what we want is this continental policy from the African Union is to make sure the protection of journalists wherever even they have the peacekeeping troops. Like in Mogadishu.
What does it mean to have a free press in this day and age?
Well, there will be no development if there is no free press. And there will be no stability if there is no free press. Free press is a major component of a democracy and good governance in Africa. And without free press, this will not happen in Africa at all.